So the deadline for nominations for the Tauranga by-election is midday today. Winston Peters has still not told anyone, of course, what his plan is. Is he in or is he not? Winston Peters is with us. A very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Have you decided?
The party has had a meeting on this matter, and after serious consideration, it has most certainly decided yes.
And what have they decided?
Well, they decided that this is purely a political matter happening now. It's not in interest of the country. It's not logical. I mean, when you have a three-year contract as an MP at election time, you're promising the electorate you're going to be there for 3 years. And just because of some personal fancy, you don't like what's happening in between time, walking off is not part of that contract. And we're a country that's heading to a recession because of, you know, wanton, wasteful spending. And here comes, I know it's only $1 million, but every $1 million counts. And this should not be happening.
But it is.
Well, no, that's not it. The reality is here we've got every political party that promises to look after your money as carefully as they look after their own. At a time when we've got so much wasteful spending on consumption and not wealth creation, not exports and not long-term viability, here we've got another example of a waste. And no political party in Parliament thinks that's of any concern at all.
And you want no part of it. So clearly you're announcing you're not running or the party's not putting forward a candidate.
That's what the party's announcing this morning, yes.
So you're not putting forward a candidate. Is it because you've done the numbers and wouldn't win?
No, no. Listen, I've made it very, very clear what I think about wasteful spending. I've been in a by-election myself when it was occasioned by a fact of circumstances in Northland, where an MP had to leave, and that's a different matter, when they can no longer represent the seat. And, of course, I resigned from Parliament in 1993 when I sacked from the National Party and had no mandate at all to be in Parliament. And even though I lost a third of my of my super, Mike, I still walked off a third of my super. I walked off because I believed that I had to have a mandate, and I went and got one. And the National Party didn't even stand against me when I did stand in Tauranga in 1993 in a by-election.
Will you be back next year, by the way?
Yes.
So you will be standing. You will be standing up north next year.
No, I said where New Zealand First will be standing in the 2023 election, and no, certainly I will be, and all our efforts are going into that.
All right. So no, nothing for Tauranga this time around. Appreciate your time very much, Winston Peters. No, New Zealand First candidate. So that is a foregone. It takes some of the excitement out of it, unfortunately. It's basically a foregone conclusion. Sam Ufendale will be your next member for Tauranga. Do you believe the $1 million? Of all the things that is getting spent in this country at the moment, do you think the $1 million is really the issue, or do you think they crunched a few numbers?